there. Welcome back to Project Independence and You. I'm Evelyn Roth, your host. My co-host is Otto Loos. Otto is a Project Independence member from the New Hyde Park area, which I don't know if we mentioned that before, Otto.
Maybe not.
And you're also a member of our advisory committee.
That is true.
And you've been doing that for a long time.
Since the advisory committee was formed.
So that's around 2005.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And the advisory committees are great. They have Project Independence members who come and they kind of meet with the staff and tell us what's going on in the community and what they need. And then if we initiate a program, they tell us how we're doing. And everyone is welcome to come to Project Independence advisory committee meetings. We have them all over town. There's a different group for each area of the town, Great Neck, Port Washington, Roslyn, et cetera. They meet on a monthly basis. You can come and audit a meeting, see if you like it, and if you do, come back.
Worthwhile experience.
Call 311 for the schedule. Our last but not least guest for today is our favorite personal chef, Diane Ficalora, and we're going to be talking about all those things, giving goodies. Hi, Diane.
Hello, good morning. And
welcome back.
Very happy to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you. It's always fun to see you. You were telling me before that you've, what's the organization that you're working with?
Now I'm a support cooking coach for Independent Support Services. It's a self-determination program that is an individualized plan for each person that needs special needs and special attention. So what I do is I go to the homes and I instruct cooking to developmentally slow individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful.
Wow.
They're amazing. It's amazing.
And I bet they enjoy it.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Because then they eat after they finish. So
they actually do the cooking themselves?
Yeah, I just coach them. They chop.
Right.
I actually make sure that they do it and that I don't do it, because then there's really no point for me to be there.
Right.
Yeah, they have a problem with onions, but I...
Don't we all?
No, but I'll tell you, there's a little chopper.
Yeah.
That's fabulous from the Pampered Chef. I don't know if I'm supposed to use names.
No, that's okay.
But it's like a cylinder with a chopping blade, and onions are a snap, and they will not make you cry.
Oh, because they stay inside the cylinder.
It stays inside this little plastic dome, and it's like within seconds you could make soup.
Wow.
I want one. I don't have a lot of time anymore to cook for myself because I'm always in and out. But this is a fabulous little tool, and it's about $30.
Hmm.
I mean, it won't break the bank.
Oh, that's cool.
And it all comes apart to wash. I wouldn't put it in the dishwasher. There's no reason to, because it's not really a messy chop. I mean, carrots, onions,
celery. Pampered Chef is one of these. Can you buy
you
them
can get
in
it
stores?
Online. They have it online.
You have to go online.
They
yeah.
had a lot of home. My daughter did that for a while, where they had the home parties.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
They have a lot of good products, actually.
Yeah. That's my favorite
not a paid
one,
commercial, but.
No. No, it's like Avon.
Yeah.
That's how Avon started. Now they're
But you're
huge.
Still doing your personal
so now,
chefing, right?
Yes. When I have clients that want what I supply. And what I also like to do is keep researching and doing new anything. February, I'll be going to Rutgers for continuing education. So that's something that I like to keep doing. And I'm actually going to look into some other continuing ed programs here on Long Island.
Mm. Teaching people how to cook?
Well, no, I go.
Learning
oh,
yourself.
You go.
I go.
You have to learn.
Oh, there's great.
Oh,
great, yeah, because there's all new rules.
Hmm.
And new foods all the time.
Yeah.
I just read this article about a chef in Brazil who opened a restaurant in the Amazon rainforest using all indigenous foods.
The ingredients from there.
It's
well,
like a
world-class
restaurant.
To that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are really trying to get back to basics. And with all the what's going on between, you know, genetically
engineered foods.
Engineered, yeah. Modified foods. They play a huge role in our lives today. And a lot of people are very concerned about it because they really don't know what's going on.
Hmm.
You know, this is something that I think people should be more aware of. It's not the public's fault. It's the people, it's the agencies that are, you know, conducting all these new, whatever they're doing, experiments, that
right.
they should be letting everyone know.
Right.
And also, a lot of advanced processing and milling have changed the cooking times on a lot of grains and pastas. If you notice, it takes a third of the time to cook pasta today as it used to.
Hmm.
You know, also with rice and all, you know, raw legumes. I mean, it's amazing. I think it's good in a lot of ways, but in other ways, you know, you kind of wonder.
Well, what did they do to
really
the pasta to
know.
Make it so that?
Oh, well, the milling of the, it goes down to the milling of the flour.
Mm-hmm.
It's finer, it's more refined, and it cooks faster.
It's interesting.
It is. It's very interesting.
And it's difficult to know if it's good or bad because these things haven't been around long enough so that we don't know if there's any impact or if there, yeah. Who knows?
Well, we hope that staying to basics, being as simple, really, as possible, I think is the best.
So what's happening this Thanksgiving?
What's happening this Thanksgiving is I'm going to my brother's.
You're not cooking.
Cook. No, I make dessert. I make dessert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you make?
I'm going to make macaroons.
Ooh.
And I'm going to make little Italian, the sfingi, they're the Italian specialty, all the little dough balls fried,
mm-hmm.
and then you roll them in warmed honey, and you could put a little bit of brandy in it, and then you roll the little struffoli in it, and you pile them in a little dish, and you sprinkle them with these little nonpareil sprinkles, and they're so pretty.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're delicious, and if I had a chance, I would have brought some, but I didn't make them yet.
But oh, yeah, right.
But I brought you
chocolate pumpkin muffins.
Spice. Chocolate muffins.
Delicious.
Yes.
Oh, I got to stay away from those. Okay, so you're going to your brother's.
Yes.
And in terms of what all the rest of us are doing.
What everyone else should be doing is getting your menus ready. Make sure you have everything in the house so you don't have to run out at the last minute. You want to make a list. You want to make sure you have everything on that list. Go through the recipes. Go through the amounts. Make sure that...
Let's talk about the turkey for a minute. Three questions. Fried or roasted?
Okay, here we go.
Upside down
exactly.
Side up?
Here
fresh
we go.
Or frozen?
Last time you were here, you said to turn it upside down.
And it's still a very good method because the breast won't dry out.
Right.
If you have a huge turkey and you don't want to worry about it and you don't want it to dry out, I think that's a very good method of cooking it. But there's so many different methods that you have to really choose the one that's right for you. For instance, you could roast it, you could brine it, you could deep fry it, you could bake it at low temperature, bake it at high, bake it at high, moderate. Okay? There's so many different ways, and you have to make the decision which way you're going to cook it, all right? I suggest using a thermometer, because when you use a thermometer, there's not really a lot of guesswork. You know it's going to be cooked. They even say you shouldn't keep opening and closing the oven. If it's not necessary to baste. I mean, some people have to baste it. That's their therapy for Thanksgiving. Like, I want
to
do this.
I have to baste.
Exactly. So
to.
People that want to baste it, they should
I
baste it.
I use butter and mayonnaise.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Mixed
nice and crispy.
Together. Oh, it's fabulous.
But if you turn...
You've never heard of that? You
oh,
don't use
ever.
That? Oh, my God. I mean, once a year, it's not so terrible. It wouldn't kill you. But equal parts of butter and mayonnaise mixed together and then brushed on to baste.
Oh, that's
so
bad.
You don't do the turkey upside down.
I haven't been, no.
But, see, I have a question that was asked mm-hmm. of me because I told people we were going to be talking. How do you get the turkey brown if you cook it upside down?
Well, then they say to turn it over
right.
at the end, which I think is a very difficult task.
Yes,
if it's very
apart.
Heavy.
Yeah. Right.
This is another thing. There's rack, no rack, upside down, uncovered, covered, based, brine and dress, dress at the beginning, dress halfway, never open oven.
When you say dress, you mean stuff?
No, no. Dressed means your mayonnaise and butter.
Oh. Basted, okay.
Some start at the beginning with that. Some put it on. First they raise the temperature, then put it on.
I cover it for a couple of hours with foil.
At the beginning,
yeah.
Basted.
Basted once and cover it and then not open
then you
it again.
Open it, you uncover it, and then you baste it again.
Right.
Which I think is a great method.
Yeah.
And what temperature?
350.
All the way?
Yeah.
See, that'll definitely come out juicy, tender, and it will eventually get brown because you are going to uncover it and you have all those.
Oh, it gets beautifully brown.
It must be beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll be over.
Yeah. Okay. Love to have you.
Now you can fry a turkey, too, right?
You can fry a turkey.
I can't imagine doing that.
They take
a vat. My cousin
does that. There's a vat.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a luncheonette, actually, and they fried the turkey.
In their deep fryer?
Yeah.
Yeah. What they do now is they have separate
with what, like
vessels.
Vegetable oil? Or?
Yeah. You fill it with oil. You get the temperature up to, I think it's like 450, 500. And then you submerge the turkey in it, and you time it. And then you pull it up, and it's done, and it comes out fabulous. I mean, I know people that have done it. They're like, oh, my God, you have to do it. And I'm like, well,
how
maybe
long
next
does
year,
it take? Does it take the same amount of time?
No, it's actually less. Uh-huh. It's actually less time.
Uh-huh.
Yep, they have that. That's another way. I suggest that staying to tradition is one of the most important things about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I really think that you should
go on.
Oh, you should do that, and you should also keep in mind who you're serving. So you want your guests and your family to enjoy everything that's being made. And this is part of the tradition.
Okay. So we're talking with Diane Ficalora, who's a personal chef, and she's also a chef who works with, what's the name of the group?
Independent Support Services.
Independent Support Services, with people with disabilities, teaching them how to cook. It's wonderful. We're talking about the Thanksgiving meal, and stay tuned. We're going to be back and talk about leftovers.